You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
To the hole!
100 years of history.
Ball game!
100 years of excitement.
And the St. Louis Pelicans are the champions of the Atlantic 10.
100 years of passion.
The Billiken fans storm the court.
What will the next great moment bring?
For the St. Louis University Billiken.
Billiken basketball season tickets are now on sale. Be a part of history. Order today at 314-9774-SLU.
It's Billiken time.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys. Because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade.
On parade. Was I late?
Not afraid.
No.
Afraid.
This rover.
Is this episode going on the air live?
No. No.
No, it's not.
It's recorded?
Yeah. This was pre-recorded in 2002.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tape to air.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. I've just heard that.
I don't either. But we don't know what anything in radio means because we're not really professional radio people.
Nope.
Right.
We're like, it's like our hobby and we shouldn't really be doing it or something. I will do my best to hold my tongue and bite my lip today. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I am now more confused about race than I have been since the 60s. I got to tell you something, folks. I don't know what to make of what's happening here. There's so much that I don't understand.
I don't think any of us understand.
No, I'm completely confused, but I'm confused on so many levels. I'm confused as to why we're so afraid of Black Panther type people, and we knuckle under to their demands. I don't get that. I don't understand why the Black community still to this day doesn't seem to be the least bit concerned about the hundreds, thousands of people in the Black community killed by other people in the Black community. That's very confusing to me. They don't seem to care about that. There's no outrage about that. I don't understand how the McSpadden and Brown are speaking to the UN in Geneva. Are you kidding me?
I know.
That I really don't understand.
And on something, and I can't remember what it's...
Torture.
Actually, yeah, torture. It is something
because I read the 13-page pile of crap that was put together and presented to the UN, and essentially what they're saying is this falls under the heading of torture, what happened in Ferguson. Are you kidding me? I am thoroughly confused. And we're in a really rough place here. We're in a tough spot here. Because the great majority of the white community now is frozen, not knowing what to do, because sometimes speaking the truth makes you sound racist. Have you read Michael Brown's rap lyrics?
No.
Read them. And see, then there will be people say, well, that has nothing to do with anything. I'm here to tell you it does. I think a person's character, when you take a good hard look at what a person's mindset is, thought process is, if a man walks around with a swastika on his jacket saying, I hate, and then the N-word, plural, all these N-words ought to be shot and killed. And he does that, and it's on record that he did it. And he does it on his Facebook page. And he is part of a group of Ku Klux Klan type haters who want the elimination of all black people. Then if that guy all of a sudden looks like may have been involved in a race-related crime, are you going to tell me that it's irrelevant that for years he publicly stated he hated N-words and wanted them? Can you tell me that has nothing? Well, that has no bearing on this particular incident. Yes, it does. It has all the bearing in the world. And when somebody has a past and a pattern of violence, of hate, I think it's relevant. Now, does that give somebody the right to kill you? No. But it tells you how they feel about the police, about white people. I think it's relevant. And why nobody will say that stuns me. We're living in an age where I can be fired and taken off the air for saying what I just said. How pathetic is that? We have to be so careful. But you know who doesn't have to be careful? The vocal black community, the new Black Panthers, the people who issue what I'm about to read you now. They're the ones who don't have to be careful. They don't have to watch what they say or how they say it. Let me read you this news story. Community groups from around the region are asking shoppers to boycott St. Louis area retailers the Friday following Thanksgiving in response to the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. Let me stop right there. What they're asking you to do is devastating to innocent business people, small business people, who work very, very hard. And unlike most people think that anybody who owns a business is rich, you are ignorant and stupid about small business. Most small business people aren't rich. They just work three times harder than the rest of us to keep a business going. So to punish them for something they had nothing to do with is insane. So they're asking you to boycott in response to what? In response to something we don't have a decision on yet. Are you asking them to do that in response to what very well, what may be, let's say is a 50% chance it was a justified shooting? They're also calling for unity among other groups protesting the shooting. The boycott will start Thanksgiving Day and last through Sunday. However, it says, and there's always a however in life, the coalition leaders, I love that term, said they are encouraging shoppers to patronize businesses that are black-owned. Have you ever heard of anything more racist than this in your life?
No.
This is the most racist thing I have ever heard of. Don't do business with white people, but do business with black people. Wow. We're planning to do a number of things. And we'll have a press release on that, said Zaki Baruti. Oh, he's the president general of the Universal African People's Organization. Well, we're not in Africa. So if you're head of the African people, maybe you ought to go to Africa and do this. I don't know what, I don't even know, I don't even know where to begin or how to state my complete and utter disgust and confusion with this. And we just played a news clip on our own newscast a while ago where a guy was talking about Michael Brown being murdered. That's okay. There you go. Indictment done. Guilty. Throw him in prison. Why do we air that crap? Why do any of the news people air this stuff? This is unbelievable to me. Go read. And it's out there. And the Riverfront Times, which normally I have no connection with, don't even relate to, boy, thank you, Riverfront Times, for calling attention to the fact that Michael Brown, in his rap music lyrics, not a fan of white people or women or the police. And I'd love to play you some of his music. It's so filthy, we can't even, it'd just be bleep, 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 bleepity, bleep, bleep. That's all you would hear. It's almost as if the extremists here are trying to convince all other black people that everything that happens is an injustice to them and their victims, not ever wanting to admit that, wait a second, there are lots of instances here where they're thugs and they're criminals, and let's face facts. Let's face the fact that not everything that happens is happened because you were targeted or you were a victim. It happened because you were a criminal and you did something wrong. I don't know. That's it. When I saw this boycott thing, I thought, this is the most racist thing I've seen since I was a teenager in the South. Don't shop unless it's a black-owned store.
I think we all know.
Why is anybody putting up with that crap?
But I think we all know people like that are black or white. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These people have a mindset that anything that goes wrong with them.
Hey, what if I went on today and I said, starting Thanksgiving through Sunday, only shop where white people own stores. How long do you think that would fly? How long do you think I'd have a job here? What's the difference?
Well,
in support of Darren Wilson and the possibility that he might not be guilty of a crime, I said, I want everybody to go out, and if you know that a business is black-owned, don't do business with them. Wow.
You couldn't
Same thing.
You couldn't do that.
Of course you
couldn't. Fired.
But you can do this, and you can get it publicized.
But we all know someone like this. I know several people like this that, first of all, they're jealous of anyone's success.
Yes, and by the way, I know lots of white people who are jealous if anybody has a business, gets a raise, gets a promotion. Well, yeah, what do you know about hard times? Yeah, right.
I know two white people that are like that right now. And then anything that goes on with them that they actually cause, losing friendships or losing jobs or losing anything, they are not to blame.
It's somebody else's fault.
They have to blame. Yeah, they have to blame someone else. They have to blame a friend that says, well, you're the one that you ruined my life. You're the one that lost all my friends for me. It's like, no, because you're an a-hole is because you've lost friends and you're jealous and you won't apply yourself to do anything.
Yeah, and what you're saying is absolutely true with some of the people involved in ridiculous movements like this. Look, take a good hard look within, and maybe it won't happen, but it'd be great if you could start to see, ooh, wait a second, maybe we're creating a lot of this ourselves. Maybe we need to clean up some stuff here.
Yes.
You know, when I say this is true, there's not one person I'm jealous of. I'm not jealous of any single person in the world, and I don't hate. Now, there are a couple of people I'd like to see die of cancer or get killed because I can't stand them and they're fungus on the face of the earth and they're despicable human beings, but I don't hate them. And there's nobody I'm jealous or envious of. I've had people say to me over the years, boy, I bet you'd like to be Howard Stern or Rush Limbaugh. I don't want to be either one of those people, and I'll tell you why. Rush Limbaugh, would I love to make the kind of money he makes? Yes. But to do it, I'd have to do two things. I'd have to dive into politics and dig in and make half of anybody who can pick up my radio show hate me to the point they'd like to strangle me.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in having a lot of people, knowing there are a lot of people out there hating me. He has bodyguards all the time. I don't want to live that way. Why am I not jealous of Howard Stern? Because, I could do what Howard Stern did. I think a lot of people could have, but he's the only one that was a combination of had the guts to do what he did and had that little respect for himself, meaning I don't want my kids to remember their dad as a guy who made it big saying the F word, having lesbians do each other in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that to be my legacy. He did it well. He made a fortune. Good for him. But that's not what I do or what I want to do. And if somebody said to me tomorrow, you can make a pile of money if you'll go on satellite and do the filthiest radio show that's ever been done, make Howard Stern look like a minister, I'd turn it down. That's not what I want. That's not who I want to be. I like money as much as the next person. Anybody that knows me knows I like to make money. I've made money since I was 11 years old. My first job was 11. There's never been a year of my life when I didn't have a job. Not a year. But every job I had is a job. Not one job that I've ever had have I been ashamed that I had it. If any job I had, I'd be proud to tell my mother, my grandmother, my aunts, my preacher, anybody. What do you do? Here, I'm proud to tell you what I do. Because it doesn't involve filth. It doesn't involve hate. So I'm not jealous of anybody. But Dan's right. There are people, white people and black people, who the reason they haven't made it and they haven't succeeded is they've used all their energy and all their time being jealous of other people and trying to put them down and trash them and railroad them because they feel better about themselves if somebody else fails. And folks, if you don't think that most people around you delight when you stumble, you're very naive. They do. The only people who don't are your family members and your one or two really true friends. Everybody else loves it when you fail. What? Bob and Jane, their business, they're having to close their business. Oh, that's too bad. They're thrilled to death because they were always jealous of you had the business anyway.
Yeah.
And that's an absolute fact. That's something I have learned over the years. It's amazing how insincere most people are and how they want you to fail.
And they also think that you, for some reason, owe them, you and everyone else owes them something.
Would it kill you to help us out here? Because look at you. Then nowhere is it written that I'm supposed to do anything for you. What I do with my success or my money is my own business. Not obligated at all. We're going to leave that subject for a second. I'm going to ask you guys, did either one of you watch the first of the two installments of The Man Who Killed Osama Bin Laden?
No. I did not.
Unbelievable. One of the most riveting. I was glued to this thing last night. The second part is on tonight on Fox News. Robert O'Neill, who is the guy who says he fired the fatal shot to the forehead of Osama Bin Laden. What's interesting is I did as much reading today as I could. I went online, looked at a couple of papers. There are some people who are phrasing it as Robert O'Neill, the man who claims to, they're very careful to say the man who claims, because think about something. How do you prove this?
Oh, right. There was
How does he prove his shot? If somebody came forward and said, wait a second, not so fast, Mr. Give Me the Spotlight, I was there too. I was part of SEAL Team 6.
And they dumped the body over, the body's already in the bottom of the ocean, so there's no...
So I don't guess he runs the risk of at any point somebody calling him out and saying, no, you're... So I don't guess he has to worry about that. But at the same time, how do you verify and prove and have somebody else step up and go, yep, he's the guy? Nobody's going to do that because, one, right now, they're not too happy with him.
No.
They're not happy with him at all. And there's a thing called the SEAL ethos. Ethos is sort of like a mission, a pledge, a belief, a creed.
Yeah.
Let me read you just through the part of this. This is the Navy SEAL. Have you read this?
I think I've seen an article. I don't know if it was the entire thing. But
I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to get to the part that really, really jumps out when you look at what this guy has done. And by the way, whether he's right to do this or not, I got to tell you something. It is. You can't take your eyes off of what you're watching because he takes you through. Last night was part one, so it was a SEAL training and describes in great detail what these men have to go through. I can't believe a human being could live through this, but he did. And the few that make it, and then there's another level, and then when you get to that sixth level, it's just not making the Navy SEALs. There's a whole other level of stuff you've got to be able to do to make it to the SEAL Team 6, which is the ultimate end-all, be-all of SEAL teams. But listen to this, keeping in mind that this guy, for the first time ever, is the guy, the only guy I've ever known of who was a Navy SEAL to step out and go, hey, I did it. It was me. I shot him. Oh, and by the way, I was on that boat that took out the guys that, got Captain Phillips, which he was. He was part of that. Was SEAL Team 6. He was one of the snipers there. Here's the ethos. In times of war or uncertainty, there's a special breed of warrior ready to answer our nation's call. A common man with uncommon desire to succeed. Forged by adversity, he stands alongside America's finest special operations forces to serve his country, the American people, and protect their way of life. I am that man. My trident is a symbol of honor and heritage bestowed upon me by the heroes that have gone before. It embodies the trust of those I have sworn to protect. By wearing the trident, I accept the responsibility of my chosen profession and way of life. It is a privilege that I must earn every day. My loyalty to country and team is beyond reproach. I humbly serve as a guardian to my fellow Americans, always ready to defend those who are unable to defend themselves. I do not advertise the nature of my work, nor seek recognition for my actions. I'll stop there. I do not advertise the nature of my work, nor seek recognition for my actions. This is where this guy stepped over
kind of the line. Kind of the exact opposite of what he's doing right now.
Did the exact opposite. And I got to think that when there's a reunion of SEAL Team 6 people, this guy's not going to be invited. I got to think that he's on that list of people we no longer want to have anything to do with. And I can't understand why he has done this. Because remember the guy on 60 Minutes that they disguised? And I should have his name in front of me, but I don't. He wrote the book. Not Zero Dark Thirty. That was the movie. You know what I'm talking about. He's the guy that went on 60 Minutes, and they had the model of Osama's house. And he wore a disguise. Now, he was part of the team, but he didn't put his name out there, and he had them disguise himself. That, I think, probably is as close as you can come to stepping out and saying, hey, look what we did. And he did it more or less as we. He didn't take the spotlight by name. But what this guy did...
Well, he's starting, isn't he, starting a public speaking career?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Motivational speaking. So that's why he's doing this, is to essentially promote himself and, get a bigger price tag for his speaking fees.
Yeah. I just got a text, and to respond to the text I just got, the guy that I'm talking about who wrote the book and was on 60 Minutes used a fake name, but his real name came out. Robert O'Neill is this guy's name, the guy who says, I shot Bin Laden. That's his name. Last night they went back to his hometown of Butte, Montana. His dad, Mr. O'Neill, and his dad, what a great interview with his dad. My goodness, his dad, it was powerful, because he talks about when they went to board the chopper. And they knew they were going in, and this was the biggest of big deals. He talks about the letters he wrote to his family, and the only call he made, and he was convinced it would be the last call he'd make in his life, was to his dad. And he couldn't tell his dad where he was going. He just said, I love you, and thank you for everything you taught me. And his dad, when they interviewed him last night, his dad said, when I hung up the phone, I sat in the Walmart parking lot for 20 minutes, and I was catatonic. I couldn't move. He said, I knew from the tone in his voice, there's a very good chance I'd never talk to him again. And I may be the last person he ever spoke to. And he said those guys all were convinced when they went in they would not come out alive. But they didn't care. And the interviewer said to him, if there had been a way to get reassigned or get out of it the last minute, knowing you probably were going to be killed, would you have? He said, no. And that's interesting about these guys. He said, no, I couldn't wait to get there. He said, it was worth dying to get this piece of scum off the face of the earth. This is the guy responsible for killing 3,000 of our people. And when you hear him speak, you on one hand, you have all this admiration for this guy going, oh, man, way to go. And then you're thinking, wait a second, you're the guy who's stepping outside the creed, who's breaking the sign. What are you doing? What are you doing? So it's a tough one, because while I'm riveted, I'll be there again tonight, man, watching part two, I still don't get it. I don't know. And here's the other thing I don't get. Think about this. If you don't think that in this country there are lots of people walking around who hate this country. You're nuts, okay? The Timothy McVeighs of the world who would kill 168 of our own people, little kids, terrorists who are inside the United States. What a trophy if you are a sympathizer to ISIS or the Taliban. What a trophy to take out this guy, Robert O'Neill. That's what I keep thinking. What is he thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, the number one, Bin Laden was our number one target. He was absolutely number one on the 10 most wanted list. Number one public enemy, global enemy, Osama bin Laden. Guess who the number one target to me would be right now for the terrorist, Robert O'Neill. He took out your leader. So I don't get it. I don't get any of it. I don't get his willingness to go on TV and go, hey, it was me. Maybe he's got a death wish or something. I don't know. And I don't get why you'd want to alienate the other SEALs. And even if there's a pile of money in it, all the more reason for the other guys to hate him. Now, if he's doing it all for nothing, then I really don't get it. So none of it makes sense to me. But I'm going to tell you, I know they replayed it immediately afterwards, later last night, and I'm sure it'll be easy to catch. If you didn't see the first part, it's only 2 hours. First hour, and it's titled The Man Who Killed Osama bin Laden. It's incredible television. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some calls. We'll do some Burke segment. Our numbers are 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The Goodfeet stores, had to reach back and grab something, because even though I know there are three locations, I'm always afraid I'm going to screw up on one of them. And it's the one in Shiloh, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's. So I grabbed this little piece of paper that has three locations on it. The rest I don't need any notes to tell you about, because I know how it works, because I've been there and I have Goodfeet inserts. And here's how this works. You are in pain. And I don't mean appendix or intestinal. I'm talking about pain that very possibly could be the result of unequally distributed pressure on your feet. You're walking a weird way, not noticeably weird, or you're on your feet, or you stand weird so that, think about how few square inches are on the soles of your feet, and all of your body weight is pushed down on your feet. So sometimes that creates problems that don't manifest themselves necessarily in your feet, but your neck, your back, your knee, your hip. And also sometimes, many times, a simple insert, an arch support, just modifying that slightly, that distribution of weight, can put an end to that pain. And you're going to feel it right there in the store. And if you don't, then you thank them and walk out. But it'll be worth every dollar you spend if this is the solution to your pain. Plantar fasciitis, the number one reason people go in, by the way, which obviously is a pain in your feet. Good Feet, three locations in the St. Louis area. Olive Boulevard, west of 270, across from Friday's. South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Tim Wiley.
Well, it looks like they've cleared that stalled tractor trailer from westbound 44 after Lewis Road. Everything is open there. Not much really happening, just a lot of volume that's starting to get going, building up now on southbound 270 between Olive and Manchester. Also on westbound 40, looks like we're a little heavier from Spady out to Mason. And again, 141 through Clarkson. And this traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's season greeting sale starting Tuesday. You'll find 30 to 50% off great outerwear and cold weather accessories for your family. Starting Tuesday at Kohl's season's greeting sale. Find your yes, Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and you've heard me talk about the Infinity from Marvin, the 100% fiberglass window available from Amazing Siding and Windows. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. Don't be fooled by the gimmicks the other window companies try. Vinyl windows simply don't stack up. And you need to act now at 636-230-5800. Remember that number, 636-230-5800, because you'll save 15% off per window and $250 off per patio door. No money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for 18 months. But you must act now. Get those new windows and patio doors before the holidays. Start saving on your energy costs. 636-230-5800 or stop by the amazing siding and infinity showroom there in Ellisville, Old State Road, just off Manchester. AmazingSidingSTL.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it from your friends at the Big 550. AmazingSidingSTL.com.
No matter where you turn, you can't escape it. Debt. Credit card bills and collection agencies calling and calling and calling. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief at 636-243-8555. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an amazing track record of helping people just like you. PCS Debt Relief has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know they do it the right way. They don't charge any upfront fees and won't push you into a cookie-cutter quick fix that ends up making your situation worse. At PCS Debt Relief, you'll get free advice where you'll work one-on-one with a debt analyst. They'll explain all of your options and customize a plan exclusively for you. Settle your debt for thousands less than you thought you had to pay. It happens every day at PCS Debt Relief. Call them right now at 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or explore their informative website at PCSDebtRelief.com. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief now.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season, and porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
Is your school, team, or organization struggling with ever-increasing budget deficits? Consider TJ's to help bridge that gap. TJ's is a St. Louis-based fundraising company that offers a wide variety of products at a very attractive, affordable price. Pizzas, cookie dough, braided bread, frozen desserts. Go into making this the easiest fundraiser you'll ever do. Call for information at 314-869-9404 or check them out online at tjspizza.com. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday
at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Up on the tightrope.
I'm up on the tight wire.
Leon Russell, I believe.
That's one side's ice and one is fire.
My music.
It's a circus game.
Back to the man who
killed Osama bin Laden on Fox News. The second part will be tonight. I want to go ahead and read the rest of this ethos, this SEAL ethos, because this is the most incredible group of people. In my next life, if we come back again, I want to be tough. I want to be the guy who makes the cut at the highest level, SEAL Team 6. That guy that when somebody's picking on somebody, I step in and go, hey, knock it off. And all they have to do is look at me and they slither away and they never bother anybody again. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sure.
Steven
oh,
yeah. Seagal times 10, Chuck Norris times 10. I want to be that guy. And that's the beautiful thing about these SEALs. If you look at this guy, Robert O'Neill, by the way, thanks to Martin Kilcoin, he texted me. It was No Easy Day was the book written by the guy whose identity was finally revealed. But he didn't take credit for it himself, nor did he reveal his identity. So this guy last night, one of the things he says, they asked him if he ever thought of quitting. Because when you watch them underwater with their hands and feet bound, they dump you under the water with your feet tied and your hands tied, and you have to survive something like an hour not being able to flap your arms, tread water, kick. You got to figure it out. And it's cold water. And then some of the other stuff they do, it seems like no human could endure it. But he said one of the SEAL team instructors said to him one time, we will never ask you to do anything that's impossible. And I found that very interesting. In other words, it's possible to do this.
You may not be able to do
it. But you're probably not going to be able to. So after the part in the ethos where it says, I don't advertise the nature of my work nor seek recognition for my actions, just listen to the rest of what these SEALs agree to and agree to be. I voluntarily accept the inherent hazards of my profession, placing the welfare and security of others before my own. I serve with honor on and off the battlefield. The ability to control my emotions and my actions, regardless of circumstance, sets me apart from other men. Uncompromising integrity is my standard. My character and honor are steadfast. My word is my bond. We expect to lead and be led. In the absence of orders, I will take charge. I lead my teammates and accomplish the mission. I lead by example in all situations. I will never quit. I persevere and thrive on adversity. My nation expects me to be physically harder and mentally stronger than my enemies. If knocked down, I will get back up every time. I will draw on every remaining ounce of strength to protect my teammates and to accomplish our mission. I am never out of the fight. We demand discipline. We expect innovation. The lives of my teammates and the success of our mission depend on me, my technical skill, tactical proficiency, and attention to detail. My training is never complete. We train for war and fight to win. I stand ready to bring the full spectrum of combat power to bear in order to achieve my mission and the goals established by my country. The execution of my duties will be swift and violent when required, yet guided by the very principles that I serve to defend. Brave men have fought and died, building the proud tradition and feared reputation that I am bound to uphold. In the worst of conditions, the legacy of my teammates steadies my resolve and silently guides my every deed. I will not fail.
Ooh.
Wow. He said something else last night in that interview that gave me the chills. And essentially what he said was this. If the United States ever makes a decision to really take you down, and I don't remember his exact words, but essentially, good night. Lights out, it's over. Because this country, what he was trying to say was, you have no idea what we have the capability of doing. And it was scary and exhilarating when he said it. We don't. They have technology, aircraft, equipment, guns, methods, means that we don't even have a clue. Well, for example, look at that whole bin Laden thing. And he mentioned did you see Zero Dark 30?
No.
No, I did not either.
Jessica Chastain plays the female CIA agent who had a great deal to do with pinpointing bin Laden. And he asked him about the movie, and he said, how accurate was the portrayal of the female CIA agent? He basically said, dead on, absolutely, 100%. And he said, was the CIA, female CIA agent, the one that told you where he was? And he said, yes. And he said, what did she tell you? He said, she said, third floor. He's there. Get him. And he said, did you have any doubt that she was, did you think she knew, that she really knew what she was talking about when she said he's on the third floor? He said, 100%. Wow. Wouldn't it be great to be part of something that effective?
Yeah.
That powerful, and something you could be really, really proud of. We have some idiots in our government and our military, but we also have some brilliant, tough, strong, just people that you can't even describe. They're so good at what they do. And the SEAL Team 6, I need to go look. One thing I didn't get a chance to do is find out, maybe you can do it during the break, is how many people actually comprise, SEAL Team 6 is how many people? I know the Secret Service, a lot of people would be surprised to find out, is over 3,000 people. They think of it as about 20 people around the president. It's over 3,000 people in the Secret Service. So I don't know how many people are in SEAL Team 6, but they're constantly people in training because, you know, every year somebody leaves. I don't think you can be in SEAL Team 6 if you're 50 years old. I don't think you can be there if you're 40 years old. The new crop has to come in. And how about the people who train the SEAL Team 6 people? How good must they be?
I wonder what the age limit is for a SEAL to say, okay, that's it, you're finished.
I'll bet you it's 30, 32.
Yeah.
I can't. And, you know, the other interesting thing to it, this guy was raised in Butte, Montana, and they showed pictures of him and his dad. He learned to shoot because his dad taught him to shoot at the age of 12 or 13, and they used to hunt. So for all the people who hate guns and hate the idea that any dad would introduce his kid to a weapon, well, thank goodness somebody did, because it was that kid who learned to shoot from that dad who killed the guy who was going to, if he could, continue and destroy the world. So thank goodness for that. We have quickly time for, I think, some Burke segment. Do we have any? I know we're late getting to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do, break, but come back and do it after first of the hour?
Yeah, well, we have time.
Dr. Doug, we'll get caught up. We'll do a latest ever Burke segment. Matheny Heating and Cooling is a name that I want you to remember. If you're AM and the PM, the greatest thing, I've said this many times, the greatest thing you can do for us is support the advertisers who support the show. And by support, I mean give them a shot at your business. You don't have to do business with them. Just give them a chance. And in this case, you have Matheny come out one time. If you don't like them, get yourself another heating and cooling company. I'd bet pretty good money that's not going to be the case. Once you have Matheny come out, because if you follow our track record and you had some way of keeping score over the years of the people we've sent you to, a pretty good track record, pretty good success rate when it comes to sending you to all the right people. And in this case, that would be Matheny. Is Matheny Heating and Cooling the only decent heating and cooling company in town? No. And I can't stand it when people do that, when they go on the air and they advertise and they go, you don't want anybody else. Nobody else comes close. There might be a heating and cooling company as good as Matheny. We don't care about them, because we want you to do business with the people that support the show. And by the way, good luck finding anybody better. And why go with equal if that exists, when you can give your business to somebody who makes this show possible? And that would be Matheny Heating and Cooling. And here's the other thing you need to always remember. It doesn't matter what model you have, what brand, what type, what make heating and cooling system. They're trained to work on them all. They can replace anything you have with something better, because as you know, everything that comes out is always better than what was out previously. Technology just keeps getting better and better, and their people are constantly trained on this stuff, residential or commercial. If you live in St. Louis County or work there and your business or home is there, or 98% of St. Charles County, we have your heating and cooling company, Matheny. 72 years in business, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get another look at traffic with Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, things are getting heavier now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. You're slow again from 270 out through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 270 picking up more volume. It's a little slow now, Lindbergh through 170. Westbound 44, you're slowing from the Museal Veterans Bridge to the Edward Jones Dome. And this report brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Seasons Greeting Sale. Starting Tuesday, you'll find 30 to 50% off great outerwear and cold weather accessories for your family. Starting Tuesday at Kohl's Seasons Greeting Sale. Find your yes, Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRX.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. 7-2 Missouri travels to 7-3 Texas A&M this weekend. The Tigers looking for their second straight SEC East title. Have a one-game lead with three to play. The game kicks off at 6:30. Tiger Network coverage from historic Kyle Field begins at 4:30 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Who's been voted the best pub and grill in South County?
Delaney's!
That's right. And Delaney's Grill and Pub has gotten bigger and better. They've expanded. If you haven't been to Delaney's in a while, you need to see what great food combined with fun is all about. They're still home to the world-famous Delaney Burger and...